Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ Family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
All right, before we get into Riggins and Alexis talking about Ace's Instagram over the weekend being debaucherous, you should know that Paul Davis Restoration sponsors Share Funny every day. So when you need someone to come and fix your home from whatever damage that has been done to it, whether it's storm damage or whether you've got mold and mildew and all of that kind of stuff, or termites have eaten away at the foundation of your house, or your they've been eating up your wood, then you get in touch with Paul Davis Restoration, have their emergency technicians get on it. So they'll get it back to the way it was before all of that stuff happened. They know you want to get back to living normally, and that's what they're trying to do as fast as possible. So go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it. So, Riggins, what were you saying was so wrong with the stuff that Ace was posting on the Instagram from his trip to Miami that his wife surprised him with this weekend?
Nothing wrong with it. Great content. I was all in favor of it. It was just that I got so much response on like a Saturday, which has never happened. Now, I'm not active on social media. I have to kind of hide my light under a bushel. But then I started getting all these messages. And, oh, did you see Ace's Instagram? Look at Ace's Instagram right now. Like, what? Oh, God. This can either be horrible or it can be funny.
Were they being debaucherous?
Who? The comments? The messages to me?
No, the pictures and all that he was putting, because...
No, that's not the right
one. Like, we mess with him about being naked in the hot tub and all that kind of stuff.
That might be more accurate. Yeah, it wasn't debaucherous, but it was definitely... I mean, there was a reason people were sending me messages. They wanted me to see it because they thought it was so over the top. Now, it wasn't... what's the word? It wasn't overly graphic, but it was definitely like we want people to see this.
Well, we're in Miami doing the Miami thing.
Listen, I'm on board. I think it's great content. I'll say it 10 times. It's great content.
Wasn't there a picture of she was laying on top of you?
Yeah, I took that one down.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
was dry humping.
That was dry humping, dude.
There was no dry humping.
Yeah, there was a boomerang.
Try
forward and back. Yeah. Yeah, forward and back. Forward and back.
We were just on this. We were on this boat.
Let me see. I didn't see.
Here, I'll give you. Yeah, it's not up there. So I don't have that picture anymore.
You don't.
So
have
here was
it?
The one, TJ, where we took at the Chato Mate.
Uh huh.
That's the.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that was just me. I was being silly. I thought she took a very serious picture. I thought it was funny. And here's the other. That's just. We're on the boat at the sandbar, and then along with that, I posted that picture of her.
Yeah. Is that ass out?
Yep.
Ass out on that one?
Yeah, that is.
Boobs out, okay. Ass out.
And then what was the other one that where y'all were dry humping?
We were never dry humping. We were laying on the, we were sitting, that's why I was just showing you that. I was going to show you in the front of the boat.
In her knickers.
On the front of the boat, right there, we were laying right there. And I guess for a second she had rolled over on top of me so the guy could take the picture and get both of us in the shot at the same time.
I guess somehow.
Yeah. Somehow she just rolled.
He hit a wave.
Hang on.
And then the wave
somehow
just
she
kind
had
of rolled her over on top of me.
She had to brace.
Your Honor.
He did not
somehow.
Just say that somehow she rolled over on
him. Wait. I'm trying to see which one was the picture. Hang on, I've got
because
the picture still.
The only one I saw was the one of you in the mirror, and I thought, he's just trying to be funny. I don't know.
Yeah, was it this one?
Somehow. God picked her up and put her on top of me.
Here it is. I think it's that one.
Yeah, look at them.
Okay, that's not that crazy.
That's it.
And you took that down?
So, many
I'm
times?
I'm trying to see, is that one or no?
I think it was another one because you could see like more than that. Pretty sure you could see.
Was his masked up?
Was it what?
No, this was all
masked up.
Ew. Yeah. That is.
Isn't that a boat?
It might be
disgusting.
It might be
Chips Ahoy.
Yeah. It might be that. I don't know. That's the only other one I have like that. It's one of those two.
Yeah. Look at those boobs.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. I think that looks more risque than the first one you showed.
Yeah, it was probably that. That was the second one.
And how many pictures did he have to take, the captain?
I've only got she requires a lot of photos.
Right. And will they all be in y'all's Kama Sutra coming up, the book, the new book?
You know that.
I've only got three of those. Three from that particular pose.
You know that captain was like, "Oh my god."
So I'm trying to drive the effing boat.
Exactly. And I have a photo shoot.
He wasn't driving anywhere. He was sitting at the sandbar. Like,
nobody told me that I was going to have to shoot for their OnlyFans.
Oh, come on. I got two perverts on board.
It's going to be a long day. It's going to be a long afternoon day.
I got Pam and Tommy up here. I'll be back later. Just put my food on a plate and put some tinfoil on it.
Because I know I'm going to need a shower when I get back.
Yeah, right. Mm. Okay, well, that was not as risque as I thought it was going to be. What did I mean? Did I see it all, Alexis?
I think so.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I
posted. I mean, they were posting a lot on the stories, but, you know. Flexing and shit.
I did see the Happy Memorial Day post, the Memorial Day post on our Instagram story. Ace shirtless. What the hell?
I can see it's my shoulders and my head.
Boy, put a shirt on. Anybody can see all
important.
That?
It's holiday weekend. Check out these delts. America's heroes.
Like, all right, maybe throw on a shirt, brother, before you do a tribute.
Memorial Day tribute.
Yeah.
Just try to be nice. Game some game. That's what I get for trying to do my job.
That might be a thing, though. Like do all the serious holidays, just take your shirt off. And
that's what I get for trying to do my job and be good to people.
It's Martin Luther King Day.
Wait, let's see. It might still be up there.
Shout out to his family.
Yeah, just please don't do that on 9/11.
Yeah.
Never forget. Yeah, it's not up there. I thought it was still up there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fine. It's good content.
Yeah.
That's the point.
You guys had fun. That's
doing the job. Making it work.
The Versace mansion.
So were people saying stuff about that other one while you took it down? You said you got tired of something and you took it down.
Okay, I didn't think of it in a kind of in a sexual way at all. I thought we were just having fun, and then I was like, I'll just take it down.
Why, were people commenting?
No, some people were being assholes, but that just...
What were they saying?
Well, somebody's always being an asshole.
How were they being assholes without commenting?
Well, I guess they were being assholes. Yes, they were. Let me see.
I want to know. The comments are my favorite.
Yeah, what did I write?
like some dude put. Wait, where did I find? Shoot, where did it go?
Guys are the worst on Instagram.
Yeah, well, I told y'all the one guy that put like, "No way, that's your wife. I'm sorry, you're just not that attractive."
Mm-hmm. so savage.
And
you're ugly.
And then several people pointed out, that first picture is going to get a lot of flack from the show members.
Correct.
Wait, there was another good one somewhere that might be. I don't know what that is.
Don't let the haters.
One lady said, "I feel like I could be looking at a still shot of 365 days." I don't know what that means.
Like they could. She could be looking at that picture for every single day of the year.
What?
She could be looking at that picture. She could look at that picture every day.
So it was a compliment
for a year. Yeah, it was a compliment.
Oh, I didn't take it that
wrong. She wants to watch you hump your wife.
Yeah, she loves
on a boat.
Yeah, one lady said, "I feel like I should close my eyes."
I love that.
Yeah.
I could watch Ace and Amanda go at each other all day,
every day long.
Man,
I can't. That was another good one.
She said she feels like she should close her eyes, like it was too much.
I guess. Yeah.
No, I think it was totally appropriate.
And one guy said...
For what? That's the question. Appropriate for porn.
Yeah, right. Sluts magazine. I don't mean that. Don't take that the wrong way.
Oh, God.
You know, a pornographic publication.
Yeah, I was trying to... I thought there was couple. Another
one. Right.
Amateurcouplesonboats.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was another good one somewhere. I can't find it.
I listen. Yeah.
Some dude.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
Haters gonna hate. Right.
They're gonna hate.
You know. That's right.
Classy That's gonna class. Right. Always trying to call somebody out on something.
Yeah, I don't want to hear anything about me twerking on a boat when these two are dry humping on a boat.
Yeah, you won't.
Thank you.
Not anymore.
Appreciate it.
Nobody was dry humping on a boat.
Yeah, because they were both soaking. To be dry humping, you have to be dry. Sorry. Yeah, we got to interview that. I want to interview that boat captain.
Right. So, Riggins, as a bystander in real time live, if you were on either one of the boats,
yeah,
would you be less comfortable watching Alexis twerk on the front of a pontoon on the lake, or watching Ace and Amanda doing their photo shoots and what they do on the front of the boat at the ocean?
I would be more uncomfortable probably watching the couple do it. Yeah. But I would look at both situations and I go, those are both on brand. I mean, for instance, I'd be like, makes sense that she's twerking. She's also, you know, drinking Alizé and like smoking a black and mild. And there's like a huge age gap and they're like, you know, tongues out. I'm like, they both check out.
Yeah, there's a guy that's
both of them check out.
Not smoking a black and mild.
Or whatever.
That's the part that offended her.
She's got an incredible Hulk and a white owl.
They're like baby.
Kissing with way too much tongue. Like, that makes sense.
Incredible Hulk and a white owl.
And I'm like the fat kid with his shirt on at the pool. Like, it all checks out. Everything makes sense here.
Some guy said, Amanda posted on, it was on TikTok, a little like composite of the, you know, you like, I think it's Follow Us to Miami, and it's just a bunch of pictures of, like, from the whole weekend all kind of together. Yeah, thank you. Compilation is what I'm looking for. And a guy said, oh, you're traveling with your ATM.
Oh, what's that?
And he said, unless you're older, but you look very young compared to him. And then he said,
thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Then he said, listen, I get it. When you can't get a hot, rich, young one, you go for the most vulnerable and put a smiley face on it.
I think it's funny they think you're so rich.
I know.
Well, at least he put a smiley face. That was nice.
I wish that part was true.
It's like he's not rich, y'all.
ATM. Aren't I?
Antium.
Not what you...
More like an antium.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
One of the more weird things in life is that trying to learn how to tackle your stress can be one of the most stressful things ever, which sounds odd, but it can. You're trying to handle your stress. It is stressful. That's why I've been introduced to Noom Mood, and it's great. You will take a journey to wellness one step at a time, because they don't just give you a plan. Hey, go out there and get after it. It's a guided approach that teaches you the power of shifting your mindset in just a few minutes a day. It's not a long, drawn-out thing that's going to take hours of your time every single day. They understand it's got to be accessible. It's got to be convenient. Only 10 minutes a day. You can do it whenever and wherever. You are stronger than your stress. Let Noom Mood help you. Worry less, feel happier. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ. This will make a difference in just 10 minutes a day. Noom Mood. Noom.com/AceTJ.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If you think you are hiding internet activity by using incognito mode or something like that, you are tragically mistaken. It does not matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider can still see
every single website you've ever visited. And they sell that information. That's how you get targeted for ads and that type of thing. That's why you never go online without using ExpressVPN. It doesn't matter who your internet service provider is. ISPs in the U.S. can legally sell your information to ad companies. And ExpressVPN keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. And it's available on all your devices, phones, computers, even your smart TV. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by Business Insider. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/ACETJ, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/ACETJ. expressvpn.com/ACETJ.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The ACE and TJ Family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the ACE and TJ Show.
The microphones are on. Oh, yeah. People can hear what you're saying and you're talking shit. Alexis.
Who was she talking about?
Me.
I'm always talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do best.
Right. No. That's not a badge of honor to be wearing around. Being a shit talker.
Perception.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Whatever. Like, she cussed at Riggins first thing this morning when she walked in. He was looking at her shirt. She said something about him.
He was looking too long.
I looked for like 2 seconds. I was trying to read what your shirt said. You're like, yeah, it says it on my shirt.
I'm like, yeah, it's like
real snapped at me. And I went, oh, it's going to be one of those days. You can just tell she's in a bad mood.
Yeah. It had 3 days off. From away from us,
yeah,
and then she come back in, still talking shit.
She bounced back.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that first 20 seconds was a little sketchy.
Yeah, and at you, I mean, I know. If it's at me or Rob, that's one thing, but you,
she said everybody can get it today.
Right.
These hands don't everybody. Discriminate.
Mm-hmm. Come at me, bro. I'm ready.
But I mean, you got to be careful coming at Riggins because he'll flip out on your ass. Yeah, like he did that intern girl that came, was all drunk at work and everything, and
well, we don't.
And then was messing with him and touched his face. He was like, "She slapped me! Don't you slap me?"
The only reason I said she slapped me is because she wheeled back and slapped me. She slapped the shit out of me.
She slapped you?
Yeah. Oh,
I would never slap Ray unless he wanted it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, then, I'd be kind of into it if
right
it was
in the right context.
In a different, you're already kind of like messed up on whatever.
But then, of course, once you find out about it, it's like, well, now we have to send her home. Then she starts crying. It's like, what? Don't cry. Nobody's fault but your own.
Y'all fired her?
No.
No, we sent her home. We had to send her home that day.
Yeah, and tell her not to come back. But we didn't fire her. Right. We just sent her home that day with all of her things and told her not to come back. Ever again, but she wasn't fired.
Don't get it twisted.
You know, it's like I did not fail. They held me back. It was one of those things. The school held me back. I didn't fail. I didn't flunk. Did they still use the term flunk in your day, Alexis?
No.
Flunk meant you flunked. You didn't pass.
Yeah, I know that.
And they didn't say that back then?
I don't think so. No. You flunked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or you flunked out.
You flunked out.
He flunked out of school. He's getting his GED.
Yeah. What do they call it now then?
Just failed.
You failed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's just
you're
failed.
A failure at life.
Failer?
Failure.
Hopefully, yeah. You're just a failure.
Failure! You don't
failure.
Uh-huh.
You're annoying.
Why?
I didn't do anything. You're annoyed.
I didn't do anything either. I'm just talking.
Yeah, you did. You came in here being you.
I'm sorry.
Annoying.
Let me be somebody else.
Who would you like to be?
Me.
You somebody else.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Alive or dead? Does it matter? Can it come back from the dead?
As long as it's not too far in the past,
Selena.
Oh yeah, okay, that's good. Selena Gomez.
Oh. Auntie Anne.
Selena Quintanilla.
Selena Gomez. Let's go.
All right.
She's a damn wizard.
Hell yeah. She can make things happen. I wouldn't want to be anybody else.
Really?
No.
I would want you to be a nice person.
Huh?
Oh. I would want you to be a nice person.
Because I think about if I came back as, if I were somebody else, I wouldn't have the people in my life that I have.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to swap them out. But they might have people in their life.
Yeah.
And you can find better ones. I mean,
better kids. Like, their kids are better than mine.
And sure. What if their kids are better than yours?
Yeah. And maybe in this next life, Jody could be my maid officially.
Yeah.
She could be the maid.
Mm-hmm.
He's right, though. That's one of those things I never thought about. I don't want to switch lives with anybody else.
Really?
I'd like to switch bank accounts.
Well,
and looks and bodies and all that stuff I would switch.
I'm pretty good with it.
I thought about Bill Gates this weekend. He was being interviewed on some news channel. And now, you know, he's got all this billions of dollars. You think, like, God, what a life he's got. But now his kids aren't talking to him because he cheated on their mom with, you know, this person has come. So now his own kids aren't talking to him. And he's living in a condo out in Palm Springs. And he had this backdrop. He's like on a golf course, but it's a condo. Like, you had a compound, your family, and now your own kids won't talk to you.
He's still got plenty. He's got plenty of houses and all that.
He's got plenty of money, but he's in a condo in Palm Springs, and his kids aren't taking his phone call.
I find it hard. I find it hard to believe that matters that much to him.
That his kids aren't talking to him?
Yeah, he just seems like he's a wormy type of guy who doesn't really care.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not a guy.
Right. You know, he wouldn't want his life, even though he's got all that money.
Yeah,
because he's ugly. That's another thing. Would you want to trade lives with an ugly person?
That depends.
On what?
How much money you got?
Yeah.
How funny you are? I think there's. I could.
You'd like Bill Gates.
Yeah.
The way he looks. You'd trade with him if other things lined up for your favor?
If other things lined up, sure.
Yeah.
He had his glasses off. He looked like a totally different person.
Jeff Bezos. Mm-hmm.
He has that girl that he's dating. She's kind of cute.
He's going up into space. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think Jeff Bezos looks like Jason Momoa compared to Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
He's bulked up now. He's kind of figured out the hair situation, just shaved it.
I mean, they're both stinking, rotten, you know, filthy people, personally. So, you know.
But in the same breath, I wouldn't trade with Elon Musk.
No.
It sounds like his personal life is, you know, kind of wild.
Right.
That doesn't sound appealing to me at all. He's got a lot of money, but his life doesn't sound like that much fun.
Okay, what about like George Clooney?
That's tough. She seems like a pain in the ass, if I'm being honest.
Plus, I mean, I wouldn't be able to trade lives with a liberal. I just know I wouldn't be able to do that. That doesn't sound appealing to me, no matter how much money they've got.
But you would have all their mindset, too, so you would think you're saving the world.
I wouldn't want to be that dumb. I wouldn't want to be as dumb as George Clooney to believe all that stupid shit that he believes. Or Bezos or what's his name?
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, yeah.
What about Leonardo DiCaprio? Got a harem. No. He's got tons of, you know, young, super young women.
Despite he pointed at me when he said it. Super young women.
You know.
What about that is not appealing?
You love that.
Private jets. You love flying, staying in hotels. Room service.
I just have never, like, it's like going backwards in time. People say, I'd love to go back and do high school over again. High school was awesome. College was awesome. I have no desire to go back and do. I would have no desire to go back and do that over again. You know what I mean?
Really?
Just like being somebody else. No, I'll. I mean, despite my considerable shortcomings in life, of which I'm very aware of all of them, I believe, and it's a lot. It's a load to carry. I don't want to be anybody else.
Yeah.
You know.
But yeah, it's a double standard too. Leo can make it into the tabloids humping his woman on a boat. But nobody ridicules him. Ace goes for one weekend and puts it on Instagram, and everybody's giving him a hard time.
Mm-hmm. People lose their minds.
Mm-hmm.
They just expect it from Leo.
Yeah.
Right.
Look, so they didn't expect it from him.
I just...
Get ready, expect it. Now I'm about to turn up the rowdy.
I just don't think that...
Turn up the rowdy.
I just don't think I would ever want to change lives with someone who is an asshole.
Well, I wouldn't want to be you.
Huh?
They're an asshole to you, but the people that they're hanging around with don't think they're assholes.
I get it. So if they're if I think they're an asshole, I can't make myself go, I want to be that person.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Will Smith. Oh. He seems like a douche.
He is.
But he doesn't think he's a douche. He thinks he's on like a journey of mindfulness and, and peace and got hot ass Jada.
Yeah. But I wouldn't. Wouldn't want to be a cuckold.
Yuck. I hate that word.
That's a valid point.
No. It is the word to use.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not happy.
No.
No. You can't be happy.
Wouldn't want to change anybody situation. Else.
Well, who do you think is like really happy that you would trade lives with? I don't think any of those guys that we just rattled off are really happy.
I don't either. I don't think any of those big celebrities are truly happy no matter what. And that's why they try to justify everything they do to make themselves seem like, it's moral authority seeking. Everything they do is like, I'm not happy with myself. I don't have a happy life. So I'm going to put forth this, I have the money and the fame and the power to do this. And that'll make me feel like I mean something and I matter and all that. But they're all just, most of them are just miserable.
What about like Matthew McConaughey?
What about him?
I feel like he's genuinely happy.
Yeah, I guess.
And I don't think he's a piece of shit. Right?
No, I love him.
Lee's heart, he's a good, at heart, he's a good guy. I'd agree with that, Ron.
I think he's the only one I can think of. But I still wouldn't want an asshole.
Wouldn't want to trade with him, though.
Yeah, I don't want to be him or trade with him.
Yeah, that's fair. But I think he'd be the closest that I could come up with.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think that's a good one. But yeah, I just wouldn't want to trade with him.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to go back and do high school or college over again, Riggins?
Yeah. Oh, hell really? Yeah.
Would you, Alexis?
No, I would do college. I wouldn't do high school.
Would you, Alexis?
Yeah, I would. I would do high school.
Rob, would you?
Do things differently?
I guess.
Yeah, because I was a piece of shit in high school, and I did nothing.
Okay.
You weren't active and all like you are now.
Right. I meant in class. I just didn't. I didn't do homework. I didn't do assignments.
Like, what's changed?
I didn't really live like I do now. Tearing it up. Partying.
I skidded by. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Interesting. Former intern Adam said Chris Pratt might be the only one that's as close to genuine, but you never know. It's true. You really never do know.
He left his wife.
Chris Pratt did?
Yeah. Anna Faris.
Mm-hmm. He got all nice and hot and left his wife.
Is she the one that was on that show where her mom lived with her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who was the rock chick ace that has a name close to Anna Faris?
The rock chick.
She was a rock and roll type.
I don't know.
Musician. I thought her name was Anna Faris too.
I don't know.
A bit. But anyway, what was it? What show was it? Maybe was it Friends, where Anna Faris played a surrogate mother or something? She was pregnant for somebody way
they
before.
Had a surrogate mother on Friends.
I don't think it was Anna Faris, though, was it?
It was one of those shows, one of those popular shows in the 90s where she was going to be a mother for some couple.
Oh, no, look at it. It may have been her.
Anna Faris portrays Erica in Friends in the episodes The One with the Birth Mother.
I'll be damned.
Yep.
I should have known better than to question it. Yeah.
After all these years, right?
You know he knows everything.
Mm-hmm. Or at least remembers everything.
Yeah. Would you say I don't know?
I regretted saying it immediately.
Actually.
So you didn't try in school, Rob, when you were there? No, you just barely passed?
I almost failed home economics. That's how much I didn't do anything.
He said that the other week. I went, what are you, crazy? Home ec. That was fail home ec.
Yeah.
Sewing and making cakes and stuff.
I just didn't do anything.
I was going to say doing, you just did nothing then.
Pretty much. I had to beg the lady to give me a D.
In other words, I'm not going to graduate if you give me an F, and I don't want to. I don't want to not graduate because of home ec.
Yeah, I mean,
did you have to give her the D for her to give you one?
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on AceTJ.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Yeah, so if you think that the stuff that we talk about on Share Funny or on any part of even the regular old radio show or whatever is not who we really are, he said they can't be like that off the air. We're just off the air for a little while during the break. And Riggins asks Alexis, do you think you could pick out your butthole in a lineup? And then the conversation just went from that to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing. And I'm not saying it's not important. Not saying that the subject matter doesn't come from an area of great import. But I'm just saying that it's the same on and off the air. Now, Alexis is in the process of becoming one of those anus tanners where they, you know, we talked about that a long, long time ago when it first came out, where you will get your anus tanned because you get the energy straight into your body right there. It's energy from the sun. Not necessarily that you're looking for a nice golden brown in that area. It's you're trying to get the energy from the sun to go straight into your system, and evidently that's the quickest way to get anything into your system.
It's a thing now.
Is that way?
Yeah, put in your butt.
There's been a lot of a resurgence in this lately.
I want to do it. I just don't have a place I can do that at.
That's the problem. Is the position that you have to be in to get the energy into the butt is so. You're so vulnerable. Yeah. Legs up in the air, like almost behind your head.
Yeah, you need privacy. Yeah.
You can't do that on your balcony of your apartment. You can't go into the courtyard of your apartment complex and do that.
Not where she lives.
Yeah. But if you're...
Can't go to the park.
But if you're the type of person that wants to do that and believes that that's beneficial and all, you're vulnerable in so many ways to different things. You'll fall for anything.
It's science.
You know?
Yeah, it's science. Read about it.
Hmm. Look it up.
Yeah.
It's called science.
Read about it.
You ever heard of it?
Science. Yeah. Dumbass.
Ever heard
of it? Science.
Ever heard of it? In your life?
Never heard of
it. Get
science.
In, loser. We're talking about science. I think that, I mean,
that's. Are you a dinosaur? I did not know about science.
There's been a resurgence on social media, and there are some experts that say. Now, I don't know if they're.
Yeah, what kind of expert? I mean, you could say. Yeah, you could say. Are they doctors or are they experts in. You know, sun healing.
It's got to be that.
Yeah.
No doctor would say that.
It's the only place that doesn't get sun, though. So it makes sense that if it gets sun, it would be extra powerful.
It's true.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
Exactly.
You don't get sun on your butt.
Yeah.
Right. So it would be extra powerful.
Yeah, when you do.
Uh-huh. But what kind of powers?
All kinds.
Like magical powers?
Sun powers, nature powers.
I'm powered up by
bubbles. Seems like to me you would get more energy from a lightning strike to the anus than you would the sunshine. So go out during a thunderstorm, put a metal rod up there, and just
your damn weather vane.
Uh-huh.
You just hold it between lightning your rod. Teeth.
That's overload, though.
Like, if you want energy directly into your butt, I say go with lightning as opposed to the sun.
Damn, turn it turn into a effing Tesla all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Or hang a string with a key on it, with a kite on the other end, and fly a kite with your butt in a thunderstorm.
You'd be like Doc Brown in Back to the Future. You got to time it just right for that lightning strike. And
go into the multiverse.
Yeah.
I like that.
You're time traveling with your ass.
I wonder.
Yeah, I came back in the room. I missed the first part of that because that was news to me. I didn't know how that started.
Well, yeah, I don't just go around asking women about their buttholes.
You asked me about my butthole. I didn't.
You were. Don't even say that. She was talking about tanning or getting energy in her butt, and I said, or she wanted to tan her butt. So then I asked her about her butthole. I guess.
She said, "Could you pick it out of a lineup?"
I was curious.
Because I asked you what color your butthole was. That's what it was.
Thank you. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. And I said, I don't know.
Your Honor.
Now, I was not in any of that conversation.
Well, you picked up enough of it to bring it up on
the air. I didn't say I wasn't listening. I said I wasn't participatory in any of that. But where is this information that it's good for you to have? I know we had that original story about the sunshine, where the sun don't shine. But I just wonder what regular doctors, the questions they have to field from their patients about stuff like this. They have to just say, don't go sticking your butt up in the sun. Because you talk about a sunburn that would be very painful, I would think. You get a sunburn there. It'd
be worse than hemorrhoids.
There's a reason why the Lord made it to be the only place where the sun doesn't shine. Because it's not supposed to.
I don't know that.
I do.
Yeah, I want mine to shine.
You think the Lord wanted you to spread your butt cheeks?
Yep.
Like that?
To get nature in it? Yes.
Who is this nature fellow? Is he down the hall in apartment 2D?
I'll be back. I gotta go see nature.
I'm gonna spread my butt cheeks to get nature in it.
Nice to meet you.
Woo! I'm the nature boy. I wonder if there's anybody we could talk to that has actually had the sunburn there.
Oh, God.
Or if there would be anyone speaking out against this type of sun exposure.
How do we even ask that on social media?
Right, I was going to say, how do you?
I'm thinking maybe that there.
Or a loved one.
But maybe just searching. There'd be an article about somebody who sunburn. Went. Like somebody giving a review of it and saying, don't do this.
You'd really have to go out of your way to make even have that happen because you'd have to expose it on purpose.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Somebody who tried this dumb shit about, you know, opening a noose up to the sun, trying to get some kind of energy.
You got to put aloe vera on it and the whole thing. And then when it starts peeling, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, the it would require a setup, an explanation prior to that. Has anyone ever done something like this?
You mean we can't just put who got a sunburn on their butthole? Yeah.
No, I mean articles that have been written about the cons of doing this type of sun salutation.
I want to see it. I want to see
some. Hello, sun. That's my ass.
You want to see what?
I want to see somebody doing it.
I bet you can find that. Yeah. You know? I bet Juliana Huff does it.
That's what I'm thinking. Like her, she would probably be into this.
Yeah, the Reiki crowd. I mean, they would all of the things that Alexis is involved with, sound bowls, Reiki, psychics, tarot cards.
That was another thing. It's like with the butt stuff. They're into like butts and...
Yeah, they think
pulling that things out of your butt.
And all the world's answers lie within your buttocks.
They might.
They might.
Let's see.
And they just don't. They just want to make it to where it seems like more people are obsessed with butts, and they don't seem so weird. Yeah. You see, it's a normal thing. All these people are obsessed with things and the energy in their buttocks. Yeah. And their anus. We're not weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. I Googled it.
I bet you did. What did
what
you
did, what did you type?
Tanning your butt.
Oh, okay. That's not as interesting as I thought.
And it says, the first video that pops up from 2 years ago has 45,000 views. It's due to shredded older guy. Ew. It says, use butthole sunning to recharge your life. Mm-hmm. And he's on his back. It has a still shot. He's on his back with his hands up with his toes pulling his legs back. He's everything up toward the sun.
It's like you're on a charging port.
Yeah.
And here's another.
Yeah, right.
And there's a
wireless charger.
Yeah.
And there's another one. Guy's arms spread out, legs over, toes on the ground. And it says, is butthole sunning the right trend for me? 25,000 views from 2 years ago.
Spoiler alert. It's not.
Maybe for you. But
and there's one called people. Yeah, perineum sunning debunked.
Perineum. Ew.
Is that like the gooch? Just call it what it is. It's gooch tanning.
Gooch tanning.
And Josh Brolin was the celebrity that was involved in that.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Mm. I thought he was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, no way. He couldn't be.
Is that Barbara's husband?
No, that's Barbara's husband's son.
Okay. Mm. How do you, you excited to find out your son is like
tanning his
butt? I've built this great life. I've given you the world. You've never had to work a day in your life. You're a great actor. You're handsome. Now I got to read this shit when I open the People magazine that you're tanning your asshole.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
All right, the microphones are on. Do y'all even know how this works anymore? How the whole thing works?
No, I never knew.
It should be like a little light or something.
I know, but we can't afford that.
Or a clap.
You just want us to clap whenever Rebecca.
So,
hearing the thing say we're coming, we're, you know, the Ace and TJ show is back on the air or whatever. That's not enough.
Not if
to
we
warn
don't
you.
Have our headphones on.
Well, you know.
It's time to make sure you got your summer body all ready to go and smooth and hairless and supple. That's what you want, guys. It's what you want your body to be. So get the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. It's got everything you need to prepare that summer body to be smooth. It has the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer that we talk about all the time with the skin-safe technology to cut down on the little mistakes, the little nicks and cuts and all of that kind of stuff. It's got the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, the deodorant for down there, the toner, Reviver toner for down there, and the performance boxer briefs that are awesome. They're really great underwears, and then that travel bag that holds all your stuff. It's great. And the latest in the trimmer, that Lawnmower 4.0, it just keeps getting better and better. The thing is awesome. So if you want, free shipping and 20% off plus free shipping, go to manscaped.com and use the promo code ACETJ. Manscaped.com, promo code ACETJ, 20% off and free shipping for the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0.
We just got a DM from a lady that said, I watched an episode of Bling Empire last night, and they were doing the perennial tanning, which is what they call it. I had never heard of such a thing. They were doing it to work on their sex life.
My parents never tanned like that.
Yeah. Mm.
It helps your sex life.
Perennial tanning.
Yeah.
Look, these freaks that come up with all these stupid-ass things will tell you anything that you want to hear to make it sound appealing. Like it will give you better energy, it will make your sex life better, you know. I'm surprised they don't say it makes men's hair grow back after they've lost and they've become bald. But they always use that one about better sex life. It enhances your sex life. I would dare say that if you're a guy and you're kicking your legs back over your head in the backyard so the sun can shine directly onto your anus, and you tell a potential person you want to go out with that, then you're not going to have a sex life. Because I know most of the women and homosexual fellas, ones that I know, would not be wanting to have sex with a guy who goes out into his backyard and flips over on his back and spread eagle with, you know, stirrups.
Well,
to get the sun on his buttocks and on his anus. They're not going to want to have sex with that fellow.
According to an article on Healthline, the purported benefits, in a mere 30 seconds of sunlight on your butthole, you receive more energy than you would in an entire day being outside with your clothes on, according to one perennial sunner in their Instagram video that they made.
Yeah, one.
Yeah, it's the big energy boost. Others say perineum sunning can stop QI, or life force energy leaking from the body.
Yeah, I learned about that in Reiki. Wow.
Yeah, it can stop ki from leaking from the body, inviting prana or solar energy into the body. So mm-hmm. you stop the leakage of ki and you invite prana into the body. Yeah, this does a number of things, including improved sleep and concentration and increased creativity. Some also say they have a healthier libido, as the technique is said to regulate hormone function in the sex organ.
So just focus on the energy part of it. I mean, that word gets thrown around so much. Yeah. You know, everything's this energy, that energy, bad energy, good energy, sun energy, moon energy. You know, you've got bad energy, or Alexa says big D energy, and, you know, all of these kinds of things. Everything's energy. What does it mean? You go out and you open your butt up to the sun for 30 seconds and it gives you however much energy. So you're going to jump up like you've just had a shot of adrenaline. Is it that kind of energy? Like, well, you're ready to go. You're jacked. You're ready. Like, if that were the case, every football player before the game would figure out some way to get the sunlight to shine directly on their buttholes so they could, right before they ran out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And then just kill each other out there.
Well, the next line is the best. Is there any research to support this? Not at all.
No.
That's the next one. There's no research. There's no way to prove any of this. You know, who knows?
Well, I don't want key leaking out of my butt. It needs to stay right in there.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe you guys would want that leaking out of your butt.
I don't even have key.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yep.
I don't have key and I don't have chakras.
Yeah, because it already leaked out.
Yeah, your asshole leaked out.
You're fresh out of key.
It's probably what happened with your chakras, too. They leaked out of your butt.
Yeah, I don't have key. I'm an American.
All right, so life force.
We don't have key. We don't have chakras.
What if? Well,
what if what?
What if we took a couple of these things, perineum sunning, the Reiki through your butt, and you tried a few of them?
Yeah. Yes, please.
I like where you're going with that.
You could do the perineum sunning at home by yourself. No, you don't take pictures, nothing. Mm-hmm. And just detail your experience with it. It's probably bullshit, but who is more discerning than you? No one. You need to be the voice as regular guy. I'm going to try this wacky thing. Let me tell you my experience with it.
Well, because I don't purposely set out to do things that I know are ridiculously stupid.
Oh my God.
Right, I understand.
That would be like, you know, asking me to do something just to be a clown, basically. Because I know that it's dumb. I know that it doesn't work. I know that it's ridiculous. So I'm going to lower myself to act like that. I think for even a smidgen of it is worth my actually going and trying it.
It's content for the show.
Yeah.
Can we at least get you to tell Jody that you're going to do these things?
Yeah, tell her you're going to sun your butthole, please.
Don't come outside.
Tell her that you're going to have your legs over your head. Imagine she walks out there and sees him in the back.
She'd probably run out there to see it.
Yeah.
She's obsessed with me anyway. Yeah. No, I just don't want to do stupid things.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, he's out there tanning his butthole again.
You're no fun, dude.
Yeah.
You won't tan your asshole. You're no fun.
Yeah, you're a party pooper.
No, I mean, I think it's ridiculous, too, but I think this world could use a level-headed, non-celebrity, like Josh Brolin kind of figure to say, no, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. But
non-Hollywood type, I guess, right, is the word I'm looking for.
But in order to be that person, they would have to actually say, I tried it, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. Or you wouldn't have any credibility.
I think so.
Okay. Not even a doctor?
Has the doctor tried it?
Yeah. But I think a doctor would know, could tell you, that doesn't work. That would never work, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So the doctor wouldn't have to try it.
Yeah. I agree with that.
So a doctor could just tell me and then I'd tell everybody else.
If you went to a doctor and they told you that it did work, would you just never go back there?
To that doctor?
Yeah.
Probably will. No, I would listen. If it's a doctor, I would get a second opinion, just like anything else. I mean, if the first doctor told me something that I believe to be completely crazy and that I've never thought was a thing, then I would get a second opinion. I wouldn't automatically go, hey, you don't know what you're talking about or whatever. But if the second opinion said, no, that's ridiculous, then I'd go with that one.
Not going for a third at that point?
No. No. But if the second one said, yeah, this is what, then I'd be, okay, well, I was wrong. What, Alex?
Because you pick and choose when you want to believe in science and when you don't want to believe in it.
What? Bloop, bloop. Science is there, and what science do I choose not to believe in?
That the bees are going extinct.
No, well, that's a joke.
That is buzz bullshit.
That people never went up to space.
You don't believe in space flight?
I didn't say that.
Oh, I thought you said that before.
No.
That's not true. People don't go up to space. Yeah.
You think the moon landing was fake?
No, I don't. if I have ever said that, again, it's a joke.
That turtles want the straws in the ocean.
I don't think you phrased that properly.
Yeah, I don't think that's really a good, that's not a good scientific phrase.
The turtles want the straws in the ocean.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.